Matt Castle told us Tuesday that the work on Deer Valley Drive for this year is just about over.
We got asphalt down a couple days ago, and now there's still some backup of traffic, but they're putting in sidewalk and some, they've got to do some painting and other things, but we're very, very close and they're on schedule.
Yeah, so did we get the warm enough temps, though, to do what you needed to do?
We did. UDOT requires 45 and rising, and we had that Friday and Saturday, and that's when they paved. So this has been a good company. They have been working Saturdays. They've actually been working some Sundays here and there just to keep them on schedule.
He admitted a major hassle of the project was traffic congestion at the Marsac roundabout, in particular because traffic coming out of the Main Street and Heber Avenue area is required to go through the roundabout.
You know, we kind of caused the pain ourselves by directing traffic from Heber up to the roundabout where we had everything backed up. And so one of the things we're doing internally is we're going to get a consultant on board to look at possibly, you know, during construction or during other activities, look at the possibility of turning left out of Heber or closing Heber, trying to figure something else that works a lot better than what we had this summer.
Some further work on the project is set for next year, but Castle said the tough part is done.
This was the tough year. This was getting utilities in. This was getting the road paved. Next year will be a good project, and it's really trying to create a sense of place. We're doing landscaping, crosswalks, adding more lights, pedestrian walkways, looking at adding a couple more bus pullouts, bus shelters, things like that. Most of the stuff, 90% of the stuff, is going to be on the side of the road. The crosswalks, I think, are really the only ones that will impact the travel of the road. So it'll be a good project. It's not a super large project like this one, but it shouldn't be as impactful as this one.
Even with all the work, the width of the road has not changed.
Deer Valley Drive is very tight on its right-of-way. Travel lanes are still the same width, 12 feet. We sacrificed the space from the edge of the travel lane to the curb and gutter for wider sidewalks and for bus pullouts. So the travel lanes are the same, but it will look a little bit different.
Elsewhere in town, the Empire Avenue project has been finished, and Wyatt Earp Drive and Prospector has seen a lot of work.
It has three components to it. You know, there was a little walk project as part of that. There's a waterline project. And then because of the Prospector Square environmental issues, there's a drainage project. So there's a whole bunch of things going on. We're getting near to the end. I think there'll be some things that have to happen next summer, but once we get it buttoned up this year, we should be good.
Park City Engineer Matt Castle. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.